still
both on some side points that he doesn't take up. Okay. All right, go ahead.
The Megillah daf tes zayin, divrei shalom de emes v'chulu, melamed shetzricha sirchet kamita shel Torah. Yuyin sham b'feresh Rashi, da mita shel Torah haynu sefer Torah atmo.
There's one word in Rashi here that's out of place. What is it? Atmo. What did Atmo? Why does Rashi say Atmo? Why doesn't Rashi say Kamita Shel Torah? I didn't say for Torah. What's Atmo? Atmo, son. Did you check the Rashi?
Yes.
Yes.
The lesson exactly?
What?
So the question is, what's Atmo? You should have said, Haina Sefer Torah. Amita Shel Torah is a funny expression. All right, let's go further.
Sirchet Shelo, who halachon mos misina. Lam betoshvos for menachos daf lam beis hikshu alza. Mehaji isa lakaman daf yutas. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria. Amar Rav. Megillah nikreis sefer v'nikreis igaras. Nikreis sefer im tafra b'kute pishan psula b'kul. V'im neima d'din sirchet de Megillah yolof m'sefer Torah im kain lam alenu krod de divrei shalom v'emes.
In other words, if it's the shame sefer, so the shame sefer should require sirtut like sefer Torah, because sirtut is Allah from the shame sefer. So why do you have to have divrei shalom v'emes to tell you? That it needs sirtut, right?
Right.
Why you learn that from the halacha of sefer? Okay.
Yuuyim sham b'divreihem shalchifu mikoach kushyazu de sefer Torah be'emes lo boi sirtut. The amita shel Torah pirusho mezuzah. The din sirtut shela hu halacha moshmi sinai. Kamvor b'menachos daf lam beis sham.
That's a cheetah. Yeah, Tesis and Tesis and Menachos, correct?
Yeah, okay.
So let's understand Tesis and Menachos. Tesis and Menachos holds, and it's a long Tesis, but at this point in Tesis where he's quoting, Tesis maintains Sefer Torah doesn't require it. Right? Only thing required in Sefer is mezuzah. Right?
Yeah.
So you learn it from mezuzah that you require Sefer Torah. So according to Tesis, you couldn't learn it from Sefer. So that solves the problem of Sefer and Amita Shel Torah. But the question is, what is the lashon of Amita Shel Torah? Why is mezuzah considered amita shel Torah? That it requires sirtut. It's an interesting thing. Mezuzah is more chomer according to Tesis than Sefer Torah. It's a strange halacha. I mean, what could be more chomer than Sefer Torah asma?
What's the limit from mezuzah to Megillah? Now, it seems like a funny
limit. Yeah, what's the limit according to him?
He also just like mezuzah,
he
should
have
to Megillah. It's
like
a funny comparison.
Funny comparison. You know what I mean? What's the sheikhs? What relationship is there between Megillah and between mezuzah? Question. That's right. That's correct. Good point. I wanted to explain Shita Tesis. I think it has deep philosophical implications that really mezuzah, you see, teaches you something about Torah itself. And because mezuzah is really taking a component of the Torah and placing it on your bias. Now, the whole Torah is all Misinai. So why do you choose these parshas, Shema and Vayam Shema? So the answer is because it's Amita Shel Torah. What do you mean by Amita Shel Torah? Amita Shel Torah means that the Torah is not all the same. Even though it's all Misinai, in that sense it's the same. But in content it's not the same. In content there is one area that is superior or more primary, more fundamental than other areas in Torah. It's not all the same. It's not all the same. Like, Vasisa Makal Gecho is a mitzvah, but it's not the same as Shema Voyam Shema. That in the Torah there's an essence. There's an essence in the Torah. That's Kamita Shel Torah. And the mitzvah's mezuzah is to take this essence and place it on your door, on your bias. Okay? So what is the essence? Taisus and Menachos, I believe, mentions Yichud Hashem. But it really is, the Rambam is a little more expanded. Yichud Hashem, Ahavaso, the Limudo, and really, and Vayam Shemoah is Chav Onesh. So those things are really the essence of Torah. Essentially, Yichud Hashem. Yichud, the reason why Taisus mentions Yichud Hashem is because that's the reason why it has the essence. That's the Amita Shel Torah, Yichud Hashem. The one thing in the Torah that's the most fundamental. So Mitzvah's Mezuzah went to the Torah and took out the most important, so to speak, element of Torah, which is Yichud Hashem, Yedias Hashem, Avas Hashem, Limud, Torah, and that's really the essence. And it followed through with Vayam Shemo, because Vayam Shemo is Chav Onesh. Okay? So that's why it requires Sirtut. Because the Sirtut indicates that this is the essence. This is the essence. That's why it was taken, because it's the essence. Kamita Shel Torah. All right, now the question is, the second question that you raised. The question is, what is the shaychus between Megillah and between Mezuzah? Mezuzah is a big principle according to Taisus. Like I said, the whole Torah is not the same. Not all equal. Not all equal. They're fundamental and primary components of the Torah. So what is the... Yeah.
How does Sirtut reflect that that's the essence of Torah?
What's that?
How does Sirtut reflect that that's the essence of Torah?
I can't explain it, but I would say it's like I give a mushel, like it's like an underlining. Like a...
That's not a mushel.
Right, I know. Well, it's overlining. But the Sirtut somehow is an emphasis. An emphasis on these words. These components of Torah. This component of Torah. That's why Sefer Torah itself doesn't need it, because Sefer Torah is called Torah Kula. But when you take out the essence of Torah, it's Shema and Vayam Shema. And that requires Sirtut. It's Amita Shel Torah. Amita Shel Torah requires Sirtut. You see, when you have it in the Torah, it's all part of a greater component. But when you take it out and put it on the mezuzah, so you're isolating the essence. And the Sirtut indicates that isolation of the essence. That's the way Taisus learns. Like I said, as philosophically, it's real an humble, really shows you that there is an essence in Torah. It's not all the same. Not every mitzvah is the same. Well, actually, the Chinuch has that, because the Chinuch has, under the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, he says,
that, and this one, if you're missing this one, you're missing Kol HaTorah Kula. So everything depends on Yichud Hashem. Yidias Hashem, Yichud Hashem. That's really our mezuzah, Besechot HaTorah, is to isolate the essence and place it on the mezuzah. So the Torah has an essence. The Torah is not just a sefer that is all equal. Not equal. There are certain things that are essential.
Ready?
Yes.
You know that Gemara that says that that really they would have put the Asaras HaDibros into Kriya Shema, but they didn't because of the meaning they say that?
I don't know. I can't go into that.
Okay. I just want to know, like, what's the difference between that type of essential?
I don't know. You got to learn that Gemara. You want to do the Gemara, we'll do it. But this is what I should say.
Okay.
There is no doubt about it that Yedias Hashem and Yichud Hashem is the essence. Okay? I mean, no one will argue on that. Like I said, if you check the Chinuch, on that mitzvah has states openly that this one, if you have this one wrong, nothing's worth anything. Should I get the chinuch? Achtus Hashem, Tov Yud Zayin. Odor be yichud v'amuna. Says va'over al zeh. He says tough his name. Va'over al zeh ve'ena mamin be yichud baruch hu. Bitl asay zeh ve'gam kol shor mitzvos haTorah. Yichud chulan tluyos v'amunos alakuso v'yichud is baruch. The nikra kofa baker. Meinu machal b'nei Yisrael. Al machal aminim. Okay. So this is. I mean, you see clearly. That's the principle of Tesis. That the whole Torah is not equal. Even though it's all Misina, it's not equal. Because over here, if you miss this one, you're missing the whole fundamental principle, the whole foundation. And if you have this, you have the foundation. Okay, that's why it requires Sirtu. That's Amita Shel Torah requires Sirtu. When the Amita Shel Torah is isolated, it requires Sirtu. Okay? When it's in the Sefer Torah, it doesn't, because it's part of a greater component. But when it's isolated, when it's isolated, it requires Sirtut. Okay? That's hard to go further beyond that without going into, like, philosophical ideas. But this isn't philosophy. This is a very halacha. Okay?
This can answer why McGill would also require it.
Now the question is, what does Megillah have to do with mezuzah? Okay, anybody want to offer any suggestions?
Well, yeah, because the Megillah has an internal reference of Divrei Shalom Ve'emes. If that's the way the Megillah itself is reflecting on its identity, so then it's a natural follow-through.
So what?
That if the Megillah has a reference, it references itself as Divrei Shalom Ve'emes.
Well, I mean, that's what it says, Divrei Shalom. It's interesting. Take a look at the pasuk. Where's the pasuk on Divrei Shalom Ve'emes? All right, we'll get back to that later. But So what does it have to do with mezuzah? I mean, just because it says Divrei Shalom Ve'emes isn't enough. I mean, Divrei Shalom Ve'emes is just a reflection that the Amita Shel Torah lies in Megillah too. Question is where?
Rabbi, can you say that in the Kimo V'Kibbalah? This is where they fully accepted the Torah.
Kimo V'Kibbalah. That would be good if the mezuzah was if the mezuzah was a Seres HaDibros.
Right.
Okay. I think it's based on. A chazal. Unless you want to offer some suggestions. I'd like to do it, yes. Before I give mine. See, I think it's based on a chazal. I think one time expanded on this chazal. Expand on this chazal. It's found in two places. It's found in Megillah Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, where it says, Mara Mordechai Dikni Bahamon Al Kocha Shavi Nafshe Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara's again found on the Yud Amud Beis. She'osu avodah zarah. Okay? Yeah. So the Gemara is a little more expansive on the Yud Tesem Aleph. Ma ra Mordechai. Yeah, let me see. I remember there was a Rashi in it. Is Rashi in it? No. But basically what the Gemara means is, Ma ra Mordechai means, why was he misaking all the Yehudim? Misaking himself and all the Yehudim. I mean, what did he see? So he bowed down. I mean, Yaakov bowed down to Esav. So what was so unusual over here? Why couldn't he bow down? He could bow, you're allowed to bow down to a person that is Derech Eretz. But the answer is that he sensed in the person of Haman that he deems himself immortal and he deems himself immortal and omnipotent, omniscient, and that whole sense of his inner self-evaluation is avodah zarah. And that's what was inspiring. So if he would bow down to him, it would mean not that he's bowing down to the person of Haman, but that he's bowing down. That's why I want everybody to bow down to him, to bow down to his sense of being a god, being an avodah zarah, being a god. So Mordechai, I think I mentioned it once before, Mordechai, no, even though halachically there was nothing wrong with the Maisa, but Mordechai had the chachma to know that when it comes to avodah zarah, even something that's not halachically aser, a person has to be mosa nefesh. If it defies the principles of Yichud Hashem. So it's really extra halacha. Halachically, there was nothing wrong with it. But philosophically, it would be tantamount to denying Yichud Hashem. That's why he said that for this you have to give your life. And even if all Kohen souls Mesukin, but this is not simply a Maisa, Ba'alma, but this is really an admission. The Ishtachavoya is an admission to the status that Haman placed upon himself, that assumed for himself, the status of God. That's what it stemmed from. So even though it wasn't halachically asur, but it was philosophically asur. So really Mordechai was mechadesh a new halacha, really. That if philosophically it's asur, when it comes to Yichud Hashem, the halacha doesn't matter anymore. It's the philosophy. You have to go beyond the halacha. When it comes to shatness, you just go by the halacha. It's mut is mut, of course. It's not a fundamental principle. But Yichud Hashem is a principle. And if the principle is violated, you have to give your life, even if the halachic structure is not violated. Halachic structure, it wouldn't be any violation. You could bow down to a human being, like we said before. It's just a matter of covet. But over here, he sensed that this is not just bowing down to a human being to give him covet. This is admitting that this individual has godlike powers. And that's a avodah zarah. So that's why I think that chazal really shows you why Maro al Kacha, why Yichud Hashem is an essential ingredient in Megillah. Because Mordechai understood Yichud Hashem, and he understood the philosophy of Yichud Hashem, and he understood its significance, that it's Amita Shel Torah. Amita Shel Torah means that it's emes, and to violate the emes of that principle is worth giving one, you know, a person in Mechuyif to give their life for it. That was Mordechai's halacha. And that shows that principle wasn't just a technical halacha, but it's the yisod of Kol HaTorah Kulo, like the Chinuch says. And if you don't have that yisod, any mitzvah you do is worthless. So that's why Yichud Hashem is in the Megillah. Okay? What else is in the Megillah?
Mustafa.
Well, Limud is in the Megillah too, because the Gemara says in the Yishami, he quotes the Yishami, the Brisker of later, that Kamita Shel Torah, that it's Nitnli Darish. We'll get around to that a little bit later. Darish. It's also, it's Limud. But more important, I think, is the fact that everything that transpired that Mordechai did was really done with Chachma and Esther. Mordechai and Esther, whatever they did was Chachma. And that's the application of the Limud. Limud HaTorah is a whole derech of thinking in the Derech HaChaim, and they applied that derech and that method of thinking in their lives. In the time of Haman and Ahasuerus. So the Limud is really, now Avas Hashem is there, because Avas Hashem means we're going to be Moser Nefesh. And Limud is that, with that whole Derech HaChaim and Derech HaHavana and Derech HaLimud, which the Torah teaches a person, is not just to be relegated to Torah, but that whole Derech has to be extrapolated and used, the whole Derech HaChaim. I mean, that's the whole purpose of it. So Limud is also found. But also Schar V'Onesh. Where do you see Schar V'Onesh in the...
Haman was hung.
But it's an interesting thing. There's only one question. The question is, that's Vayom Shemoa, right? But Vayom Shemoa seems to be that God does it. So that seems to be an act of God. But that, like the Ramban says in the end of Po, is Nisan. Because it doesn't happen that the rain rains every night in the right, every time the right way. Weather is chaotic. So that's why the Ramban says, that's the Ramban in the end of Po. That's what he means. Mean everything's an ace. It means that the Maimon and Taurus Moshe, Taurus Hashem, has to believe that that there are nisim or controls of the teva that are not normal. So that seems to be the V'Hayom Shemoa. But you don't see that in the Megillah. The Megillah, what was the nisim in the Megillah? What was the nisim in the Megillah?
That's a question.
Yeah. The point is that you don't see any Nisim Gulim in the Megillah. If you had to define what the nace of the Megillah was, how would you define it? I mean, on the contrary, it seems to be that the Megillah is that they used Chachma and everything they did, like Esther, like she didn't say anything the first time, and she said, we'll make another Mishnah, give Ahasuerus a chance to think. She knew his psychology, he's disturbed about Haman. So it seems they just used Chachma. Chachma prevailed. So where is the nace?
What about the high?
The timing.
The timing.
Another one.
Right,
exactly.
So the timing was. I would define it differently. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not saying that's not Ashgacha, but I don't know if that's enough to say that that's really a nace. That's Ashgachas Hashem. I mean, we know it's Ashgachas Hashem, but it could happen by accident too. In the Megillah, they used Chachma, and the Chachma worked. So the nace was that nothing was allowed to interfere with the Chachma that they used. That's a nace nister. Nace nister means... That's the nace nister of the Megillah. Under ordinary circumstances, things interfere. You use Chachma, but then things happen. Because
in the world is there are many possibilities, many occurrences. But in the Megillah, there was no occurrence that blocked the natural outcome of Mordechai and Esther using Chochmas Hashem and what they did. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Ashgacha leaned itself to help them. That's true. But the main thing is that there was nothing that interfered. That's where the Ashgacha was. That they did, and that's the Maro al-Kacha Magialeim. It means, what does it mean, Maro al-Kacha Magialeim? It means that everything that happened to them naturally, the downfalls and the success of Klal Yisrael and the downfalls of Achashverosh and of Haman and Shverosh's problem all happened because of the way they lived, and nothing was allowed to interfere. In our lives, it's not that way. In our lives, a person can use chachma and even chachma satara, but there are interferences and things come in the way, and the outcome is obviated. But by the nace of the Megillah was that the patterns that were naturally to occur because of the behavior of the people, of the people involved, the personalities involved, was not interfered with. And everything was allowed to follow along the natural path that was prepared by the actions and the thoughts of the personalities involved. That's the Maro Kachal Magyalim. The Maro was that Klal Yisrael saw that everything that took place was what should take place without any interventions, without any natural interventions, any natural causes to intervene. Natural causes were totally put down. Pushed away, controlled by the Ashgacha. So the Schar V'Onesh, that's the Voyam Shemoa. Voyam Shemoa is really a manifest Schar V'Onesh, because you want to show Klal Yisrael, the Torah wants to show Klal Yisrael that there is Ashgacha Hashem in this Schar V'Onesh. But that's like the Ramban says, that's Derech Neis. The Nasati Esav, the Nasati. So that's really a little bit chutz mider chateva. But that's to show that there's chav onesh in a sense that's undeniable. But the real chav onesh, like the Rambam says in the Mora and the Ramban, the real chav onesh, Ramban in the Shargamol. The Rambam and the Mora. They say that the real Schar V'Onesh is really mostly what the person does themselves, and that the world was set up that way, that the person that lives a life of Chachma has certain results. That's really the idea of Tzadik V'Rolo. Tzadik V'Rolo means that even though he set himself up in the proper way, but other things came and intervened and didn't allow the outcome to take place. That's a mystery. That's a problem for the Shar Gemol. But over here it wasn't that way. Over here, everything that should naturally occur did occur. So that's Moro'o Moigia. Moro'o Moigia means to say that it was obvious and clear, the causes and the results. Causes of living a life of Chachma and the results, and Le'umazeh, the causes of living a life which has wrong ideas, and the results that take place because of that, the harm that's done to the person. So it was really an expression of Schar V'Onesh on the ultimate level, without any intervention, so to speak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something. But he just allowed the Derech HaTorah to take its natural course.
Rebbe?
Yes.
I was looking at a Marsha this morning, and he mentions what you're mentioning about that the chiyuv lebasul v'puria, but he says that Mordechai was not like others, that like a tzaddik that had ralo, he had tzaddik v'tovlo.
Oh, he mentioned that.
He mentioned this point, and also how Haman was Russia v'ralo.
Right. But you see that tzaddik, you see tzaddik v'tovlo is important, because that's why you have that last parasha in the Megillah. That Vayitin HaMelech HaChesher Shemassel RSV Ayam V'chol Maisei Tuk V'Rosh Duos Mordechai Ashekilo HaMelech, to show you that that even in the end it was even the Kiyum Mitzvah of the Yemei HaPurim, there was no interference and that was accepted too. Maybe we'll go through the last few, last part of Megillah is hard to understand, but maybe we'll go through it. Ramban opens it up. Okay. All right, so that's the thesis. That's the Sheet of Thesis. Sheet of Thesis is very philosophically, very, very interesting. I mean, very, significant. But, he just brings in an Agavorcha. I wanted to, have a chance to elaborate on Sheet of Thesis a little bit. Okay. Okay.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
That fits in very well with, you know, the whole, with the added dimension that he had on Shabbos, the Simchas Achag of Karav Hashem B'chol Karav Alav, that the Hashgacha works it out that way.
Yeah, what do we say? I'm sure you got to remind me.
Yeah, that you said that the Simcha on the Chag is not just a historical event, but that Klai Yisrael, it works out that way now. If we're Mispal Tashem, we have
oh, right.
So that, that adds to that dimension, because
in
that's...
In Sugin Daf Dalam Nalef.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Simcha, that fits right in, because that's really now. What the program shows. That's the Simcha that we have.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes.
Because with your explanation of Tosfos also asks why by filling.
Yeah. I just want to finish one thing. That the Nais... Really, because we quoted, you reminded me, we quoted the Rambam's Girsa in the Alanisim. So it is considered a nes. But it's considered a nes like the Ramban says, when the Satim Taratzchan Beito, that kind of a nes. The Ashgacha was there to prevent every other occurrence that could interfere with the natural outcomes of the Maisei, of the Maisei Ha'odom, that are represented by the individuals that are, whose personalities are in the Megillah. Okay, now I'm ready. Go ahead, Yaakov.
Yes, so just, would this also answer the question that Liz asked from Phil? Why do you need a special exception that it's covered up?
Yeah, you know, come a little closer.
I'm just saying, this would also explain why Tfilin, you would think, should have Simcha, even though it probably doesn't.
Oh, and so and should.
Right, because it's also the unusual, it's also taking out essences.
That's correct, but doesn't they say that
Tfilin... It's covered up.
Thesis and Menacha says Tfilin doesn't. Tfilin say if there are a dozen. Am I right?
Does
Tfilin
have the same reason as the Rambam that it's covered, or do you give it a different reason?
Thesis say what? See, Tfilin, I mean... Thesis and Menacha says that Tfilin and Sefer Torah don't require Sefer. And he says, Kol HaPatman HaDavo says Nikra Hedjit. Except later he comes back and he wants to say Sefer Torah like Rashi. But see, Tfilin is different. Tfilin has a different, is tied to Zephirus Yitzias Mitzrayim. Not really just isolating the essence. It's the essence, but tied to Zechiris Yisus Mitzrayim. A little different. The mezuzah is the only thing which is contains the absolute essence of Torah. The absolute essence. Undiluted essence. Gila also. Of course, it was modeled after... According to Thesis, it's modeled after the whole Megillah. Modeled after, that's the Kimu V'Kibla, really. Kimu V'Kibla is based on this. Without this, there's no Kimu V'Kibla. The Kimu V'Kibla is based on Yichud Hashem, Avaso, Limudo, and Schar V'Onesh. That's the whole Megillah.
But isn't the entire Megillah also based on that?
Huh? What? I understand, but the Megillah is really an actual account of where it was put into play. Torah is an abstract, but the Megillah is a factual account where it was put into play. That's why it goes together with Mrs.
So that means it's an essence?
What?
So that means it's an essence?
I don't know what you mean by an essence.
That the entire Megillah, you know, some parts are other than the blessings they give. There are other aspects there. So because it's an account, that makes it the same level as a Megillah?
That's right, exactly. Because it's the realistic account that follows that format. Of the ideas. That's the essence of Megillah. Okay. All right. That's Thesis. That's Sheets of Thesis. A beautiful Sheets of Thesis. Tamita Shel Torah. All right. But he's concentrating on the Rama. Go ahead.
The next paragraph.
Yeah.
Here is the Rambam. Parag Beis Mehotos Megillah Halachatas Zelashana. Ain Kol Svin Es HaMegillah Ela B'Dio Al Hadvil O Al Klaf Kisefer Torah V'Kulu U'Tzricha Sirkut Kitorah Atma V'Kulu Ve'Eina Nitferes Ela B'Gidin Kisefer Torah Achon Lashana V'Hainu K'Peres Rashi D'Din Sirkut Shal Megillah Yolosh Misefer Torah Lo Megillah.
It's interesting, as the same Lashon Tzricha Sirkut Kitorah Atma.
Right.
Not Kisefer Torah. Didn't see it to Shemagil Yavli Sefer Torah Volumenzu, but more openly, he says, the Rambam is learning it out from Sefer Torah, and not from Mezuzah. Okay.
Because she tells us the Pesach La'el, the Parak Aleph Mehilchos Tefillin Halacha Yibeis. The Gam Sirtut shall say for Torah, Halacha Moshe Misinai. Ella, the Yesh Lubdakdek, Lashon Rambam. The Le'inyan Hadinim, the Eina Nechteves, El Alagbil, O Alaklach, the Eina Nechteves, El Begidin, Nokach Bulishne Kisei for Torah.
It was Lashon? Kisei for Torah, right.
Okay. Le'inyan Hadin, the Tzricha Sirtut, Nokach Kitora Atma. Tzarfir Shina Halashon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The Hanira Lilmon Miza. The Had the Sefer Torah Boy Sirchut. Ein Zeh Mehadinim Shal Sefer Torah. Rak the Yisod Din Zeh Nemar Al Torah Atma. The Torah Boy Sirchut Bechsi Vasa. The Dover Zeh Yish Lilmon Gan Mizevri Harambam Perak Alach Nil Plus Tuan Alach Yid Beis. Shekos of Sham Zeh Oshana. Alach Al Moshmi Sinai She In Kosim Sefer Torah Vlo Mezuzah El Besirchut. About tefillin, einam tzrichim sirchut l'pishem mechupin atan l'shanim.
Okay, so what does Ram mean? How did you learn that? Allah almost received in kosos after Allah mezuzah l'sirchut. Tefillin, v'tzarachim. Go ahead.
V'tzarachim, lama lanu taima v'tefillin l'pishem mechupin. V'hakimim v'yesod hadin v'sirchut v'sefer Torah mezuzah hu halacha almost misinai u'v'tefillin lecha helchasa. The in came the mela the low bow sirtut v'lom alon tamim bezach v'chi taima the halacha asal shminam. It's Arachim.
Okay, so what's this kasha basically?
So you don't need to give a reason for a tefillin. It's just naturally not included because there's no halacha moshmi sinai.
I mean, halacha moshmi sinai is like exeris akasa. It's like it's a special halacha that you don't look for a reason by halacha moshmi sinai. So why does he look for a reason by tefillin and say "Menashein Mechufin"? Because Halacha Moshmi Sinai is not subject. It's like we one time said. It's an anomaly. It's outside the framework of the natural cause and events of the ideas of Torah. It's a special system. So if that special system says that it's by Sefer Torah and Mezuzah and tefillin not, there's nothing more to talk about. Why does "Menashein Mechufin"? Okay, it's Halacha Moshmi Sinai. That's Halacha Moshmi Sinai. All right, that's what he means. The Akiva, the Yisod, Adin, the Sirtu, B'Sef Torah, Mizuz, Halacha Moshmi Sinai, U'Betfilin, Laka Hilchasa, then came the middle, Aboy Sirtu. What do you have to have time in? You don't give time in for the Halacha Moshmi Sinai. Okay.
Ulam, Lefi Hanal, Hadavar Mavur Hetev. The VMS Ikra Din Sirtut Ainotale Klau Vidin Sefer Torah Umizuza. Rak Ikra Hahalacha Nemra Al Torah Atma Shetzrifa Sirtut Bechzivasa. The Sefer Torah Umizuza Travahu Chadamilsa Ninu Baza. The Travahu Ksiva Shal Torah Ninu. Umemela Degam Tfilin Hayu Shayathim Lahalacha Shal Sirtut Ila Misham Taimashim Mechupin.
Okay. In other words, what is he saying? So what is he saying, basically? That's a text. The text requires it. Not the Din Sefer in Sefer Torah. And it's not the Shem Mezuzah that requires Sirtut. But it's the text of the Torah always requires Sirtut. So you have the text of the Torah in three places. You have it in Sefer Torah, you have it in Mezuzah, you have it in Tefillin. So Lahu Amash Misinai is that the text requires Sirtut. So you have the text in Tefillin, so why doesn't it require Sirtut? That's what he's saying. If the Lahu Amash Misinai was on the Shem Sefer Torah, was on the Shem Mezuzah, so then there'd be no reason for the Rambam to explain Lahu Amash Misinai. That's it. It's an axiom. Lahu Amash Misinai is axiomatic. So you can't ask, why isn't it in Tefillin? I don't know. Halacha Lamash Misinai is outside the realm of what flows naturally from the halacha. It's an extraneous axiom. So, but if you say the axiom itself is on the Dvar Hashem in the Sefer Torah, so it's on the, and on the Dvar Hashem in Mezuzah, so you have the Dvar Hashem in Tefillin as well. So the Dvar Hashem requires Sirtut, not the Shem Tefillin. So why is Tefillin different? So the Rambam has to say, B'nei She'im Mechufin. Okay? B'nei She'im Mechufin. Because the Dvar Hashem is the same. But the fact that it's Mechufin removes it from the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Okay, so he doesn't go into what Mechufin, how Mechufin helps. Taisa says in Menachas that Mechufin is because of Noi. It's because of Noi. But he's not learning that way in the Rambam. That is because of Noi. He's learning it's the Dvar Hashem that requires it.
Rabbi?
Yes.
Once it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so how do you know that Mechufin will affect it?
Because of the Svara of Mechufin. So you have to know what the Svara of Mechufin is. So what is the Svara of Mechufin? What's the Svara of Mechufin?
So that means that Rambam is making a derivation from Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, even though the halacha was only addressing the Sefer Torah Mezuzah, nonetheless he derived that it really is referring to the text of Torah that should include Tefillin too.
What?
The Rambam.
That's right. It should include Tefillin too, because since that's his whole raya. Since the Din Sirtut is not a Din Neshem Sefer Torah, it's not a Din Neshem Mezuzah, it's a Din in the Dvar Hashem that's contained in these things. So the same Dvar Hashem is contained in Tefillin. So that's why the Rambam has to say, but over there it doesn't apply because it's Mechufin. That's what he's saying. He's not interested in what Mechufin means. He's just saying that the Mechufin changes it. It's the Dvar Hashem in a different form, so to speak. The Dvar Hashem is Mechufa.
That means the Lachlan Moshe Messina is not just taking verbatim.
What?
The Lachlan Moshe Messina is not just taking verbatim.
I can't hear.
I said the Halacha Moshe Misinai is not taken verbatim, because that only addressed Sefer Torah and Mezuzah. But the Rambam extrapolated, it sounds like, from a Halacha Moshe Misinai, that it should include Tefillin.
Right. Well, we had to do that because we know in Tefillin there's no Sirtut. And we know that Sirtut is Allah in the Dvar Hashem. And we know in Tefillin you have the Dvar Hashem. So there must be a reason why in Tefillin there's no the Allah Moshe Sinai didn't include that. That's what he's saying. And he's saying the reason is Neshe Mechuf.
Ready?
Yes. Yeah, there's the Rambam in Tefillin. He has Mechuf in the beginning too, doesn't he? The Rambam. When in the construction of the Tefillin. You want to read that Rambam?
One second.
First Rambam, Abba Parsha Selo, Shane Kadishli Vaikiv Yecho Hashem, Shebesef Vela Shmo, Sushma Vahoyam Shemoa, Hainchen Echtavas Befnei Atzmon, Umechafen Oson Boor, and Ekroin Tfilin, Nichon Oson Ala Rosh, Vekoson Oson Ala Yad. Okay?
Ready?
Mechafen Oson Boor. Yes?
Could you say that it's a different Dvar Hashem in that because it's covered, it's not Nichon Mikare? And that suture is an idea in words that are meaningfully carried.
The only problem I'm going to have with that is that the mezuzah itself, you're going to have to say, is neatly carried. It's a hard thing to.
She has to be rolled up. It shouldn't be rolled up then.
Yeah, but it's not closed off.
What?
I mean, the mezuzah is not closed off necessarily in your doorway, though. I mean, you can just put it in a hole in the doorway.
Or you put a hole in the door. But it's not, you wouldn't say that it's neatly kare. I mean, you don't open it up and read it. Unless you check it.
Is there a fear to have it, but is it rolled, maybe?
It's what?
Is there a lot that it just has to be rolled up or could it be opened?
Rolled up? What's rolled up?
Most mezuzahs are rolled up.
Rolled up, yeah.
Is that halacha or just practical?
That's halacha. He would be yetsu b'dieved. I mean, he might be yetsu b'dieved. I'm not sure. But I don't know. I'm not in the union right now. There.
But at the same time, tefillah has a halacha that has to be in the order from gracious to devarim, based on the onlooker, the person who's looking at the tefillah shel rosh.
What's that?
The halacha, the order is that when I look at somebody else's tefillah shel rosh, it has to be from right to left in the order of the parsha shel Torah. Even though it's from chuppah. It
has to be from right to left.
Yeah.
Ramses. How you roll the mezuzah?
No, I'm saying that the tefillah, the art of parsha.
Yeah.
They have when the person is looking at your tefillah shel rosh, he sees in the order of the parshas of the Torah. I mean, the four bottles, the four compartments have to be from right to left in the order of the sefer.
What does that mean?
Hmm?
So why do you pick on that?
You have to be aware of what's inside.
So what? So that's why you don't have. That's why you don't need sirtut.
I know.
I think the thing is like this, that. In tefillin and mezuzah, and I'm sorry, in mezuzah and in sefer Torah, the essence is the Dvar Hashem. That's the essence of what it is, the Dvar Hashem. Okay, sefer Torah is a sefer of Dvar Hashem, and mezuzah is a Dvar Hashem and a cheftah shel mezuzah. But it doesn't matter that you don't read the mezuzah. But the essence of the mezuzah is the Dvar Hashem that's written in the mezuzah. Okay? By tefillin, the Dvar Hashem is a component. But it's a component which requires covering it over and making a new entity out of it. So it's not the Dvar Hashem per se. It's the Dvar Hashem involved in a higher component, in a greater component. So which is the Shem Tefillin. So it's not the Dvar Hashem per se. When it's not the Dvar Hashem per se, it doesn't require a sirtut. That's why I think it's important to read the Rambam before. Because I don't think the Rambam means mechufim because they're covered and you can't see them. Because the Rambam uses that same lashon in the very structure of the Tefillin. In the first, in Perek Rishon Halach Aleph, Abba Parshas Elishin Kadosh Livoy Kviyachol Shem Shavsef Elishmos Shema Voyim Shema, Hein Shenechtavos Befnei Atman Umechafen Oson Baor V'Nekroin Tfillin. So that it's the Shem Tfillin is the greater entity that emerges from the Parshios, which are components of the entity. but it's not a Dvar Hashem per se. Whereas in mezuzah, it's the Dvar Hashem per se. Because when you walk by the mezuzah, you should remember what's written in it, like the Rambam says. A Yichud Hashem, it's the Dvar Hashem. The idea is that the person who walks by the mezuzah thinks of the Dvar Hashem that's in the mezuzah. The Dvar Hashem per se, its essence is the Dvar Hashem. Whereas in Tfilin, there's no halacha of thinking about the parshias. The halacha is anachas tom. But the parshias are there as a component of the, of course you're supposed to think about it. I mean, you're supposed to think about every mitzvah in terms of understanding the mitzvah. But I mean, essence is a greater entity called tom. And until you do the chipui, the shame doesn't emerge. So the shame is not a shame of the Dvar Hashem per se, but it's the Dvar Hashem that becomes involved in a greater entity. And that's why you don't need Sirtut. Because Sirtut is only when the Dvar Hashem is the essence. That's the way I would interpret the Rambam Mechufin. It doesn't have to be neatly kore, but the essence of mezuzah is that when you walk by the mezuzah, the Dvar Hashem that's contained in it is what should be in your mind. Like the Rambam says. Rambam says, Milchus Mezuzah. Where is that at? In the end, right? In the end of Milchus Mezuzah. B'cholzman she'ikanes v'yeitze yifka b'yichud Hashem. Shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yisko Avosu V'er Mishnasa. So he has to be pogey on the Yichud Hashem that's the Chsav, and the Chsav of the Yichud Hashem. So the essence is the Chsav of the Yichud Hashem. So that's its essence. But it doesn't require anything else. That's its bare essence. But in Tfilin, it's true the Parshias are there, the Dvar Hashem is a necessary component. But it's a component of a greater entity, like the Rambam says, the Hein HaNikroyim Tfilin, the Shem Tfilin. So that's why that's why you don't need Sirtut. Okay? All right? But that's a side point. That's for what he's saying. But his answer is, getting back to his point, is that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai relates to the Dvar Hashem, and Dvar Hashem is in Tfilin as well, because the Parsha is on Achtavim B'Fnei Atzmon, like the Rambam says. So if the Achtavim B'Fnei Atzmon, so it's the Dvar Hashem, so it should require a Sirtut. But the answer is the only time it requires Sirtut is when it's only the Dvar Hashem. That's its whole essence. But if the Dvar Hashem becomes involved in something greater, it's not the Dvar Hashem alone, so then it doesn't require a Sirtut. Okay, go ahead, go further.
Bezemavoras Hatev, Gamkin Sigis Hagmar, the Menachos, Daf Lame Base. Diflugu Tanai Lamarai, the Sirtuk de Mezuzah. The Rothama Barguria, Amarav, the Mezuzah, Shaina Misritatas Psula. Rav Minyamin, Barathokia Didai, Amar, the Sirtuk Shem Mezuzah, Halachal Mashmi Sinai. Umaisi sham tana de brisa de mezuzah einas bifa klaus yeta. Lahalan de sugi sham kamar shmuel de in kasva igeras psula mishim de alpina ksiva ksiva. Uperishvashi sham da hainu shakosva belos yeta. Ubutosu sham hitchu. Da ha l'el amrina de sirtu sham mezuzah halachal moshe mishinai. Ulamalan zera shava de ksiva ksiva.
Hold on one second, bear back. One second, excuse me. I'm wondering whether mezuzah.
Right.
So what do you ask? Rambam Bar Guria says that it's Rabbi says that it's a Lachol Moshe Misinai. Mar brings a brisa that the mezuzah doesn't need any sirtut at all. Yeah, and then Shmuel says a what? That below Sirtut is possible. Okay, but Taisha, make sure the whole Eil Amrin, the Sirtut Shem Mezuzah, Ruach HaMosh Misinai, the Lama Lam Zereshava, the Yiksiva Ksiva. Why does Shmuel need a Zereshava if he holds his Chayav? Why doesn't he need a Zereshava?
Sinai. Pirush Rashi Mavur. Why? Go ahead.
Pirush Rashi Mavur. The Shmuel Palag Usvirle. The Lo Namra Halacha B'Mezuzah. The Tzvi Chasirta. Barak Migzer Shavat. Ksiv Ksiva. Hudi Alfin Allah. Kasher Kain Muchrach Lahach Tana De Brisha. The Svirle De Mezuzah In A Tzvi Chaklal Sirta. About Korchach. The Lo Namra Alibe Halacha B'Mezuzah. L'Chaora Kasha She Chalku B'Davar Shu Halacha Mosh Misina.
Okay, that's a good question. I mean, how could they be chalak and davar as the law of Moshe Mishina? Okay, so how is he going to explain? Let's see what he says.
Rabbi, why can't you just say that they didn't have a Kabbalah?
Nah, it's very hard to say that. Yeah. Very hard to say that. I mean, you mean you're going to say that it was lost. That's not teretz. Okay.
Ulam, lefi masha kasafti, hadavarim levarim heche. The be'emes holokuli alma. The low nemra halacham yuchedes the mezuzah shetahid svicha sirchet. The Rav Minyamin bar Chilkiya sover the gam mezuzah nifla b'halacha shal sirchet hanemra al Torah. V'zehu de k'amar the sirchet shal mezuzah halacham mosh misinai. Roto lomar the gam mezuzah nifla b'halacha shal sirchet. V'tana de brayshu Shmuel svir lehu de halacha de Torah b'ya sirchet he rashi sefer Torah. Ulam hatosos l'tamayil b'svirulei de sefer Torah ein atzrichas yotet. Uval korchach the nemra halacha mosh misinai miyachedes al mezuzah de tzrichas yotet midin mezuzah atzma. Zehu shehikshu de ech yitachin sheshmol yachlok al hachelchasa. Ulam ali gzer shavet ksiva ksiva.
Okay, so what is he saying? Showing you why Taisus is stuck with that kasha.
Right.
And really, the answer, I really can answer the kasha. That, but how does he answer? He leaves it kind of open, doesn't he? He's going to say, Ulam Fishmak, Masha Kasav, Noah, Dvaram, Varam, Hatev. Because really, he could say, there's no Allah, Yuchetis, Mezuzah, that's Shechas Yetav. And Rav Minyamin, Bar Chilkiya, he holds that mezuzah is also included because it's the Divrei Torah. And Tana the Brayta and Shmuel hold that the halacha the Torah boy sirtari rak b'sefer Torah lo shaycha lemezuzah. Why is lo shaycha lemezuzah? If he doesn't explain it, because he's saying it's the Divrei Torah, right? Kind of leaves that open.
He's not saying it's halacha and the chafza of Sefer Torah.
He holds halacha and the chafza of Sefer Torah. No, but he holds that it's. If that's the case, then midin halacha l'mosh misina. If it's restricted to Sefer Torah, then there can't be any machlokes. He wants to say that really it's the Divrei Torah. Machayev. So then the question is, so how could Shmuel say that Sefer Torah is not Lo Shaycha L'Mezuzah? Why is it Lo Shaycha L'Mezuzah? He doesn't say why. I mean, wouldn't that seem to be a problem? It's the Divrei Torah, so that you have the Divrei Torah Mezuzah. Over here, I would say, the svar that was mentioned before, that it's the Divrei Torah that are nitinli kare. So therefore, it's a Torah. But it's not shaykh to mezuzah, because mezuzah is not nitinli kare. Even though its essence is the Divrei Torah. But it's not nitinli kare, so it's not shaykh to mezuzah. That's what I would say. But he kind of leaves it open. He's not, I mean, his style is just to bring out his point, and he doesn't elaborate on side points, but he expects you to understand in a way, because otherwise you're going to have the problem. If it's rak b'sefer Torah, then it's halacha l'mosh misinai. You're going to have machlekes. So he must say halacha l'mosh misinai is in the like he said before, that the kulam of l'onem halacha l'meyiches mezuzah shetzricha sirta. But but Rav Binyamin bar Chilkiya holds that mezuzah is nechlelas in the sirtut of Sefer Torah. Why? Because it's the divrei Torah. Unless he doesn't want to commit himself, unless he means that. I'm trying to figure out. Unless he means, it could be he means that he holds it's halacha l'moshe Mesinai in Sefer Torah itself. In Sefer Torah itself. The other mandamo is the one that learns it's in the divrei Sefer Torah. Could be also way. Could be that. I'm not sure which way he's learning. He's learning that they both hold, like he says, that it's in the Divrei Torah, but there's a difference between the Divrei Torah and the Lomi Farei, Divrei Torah and Sefer Torah, which are more widespread. That only according to Rav Binyamin Bar Chilkiya holds his far. That the sirtut is mezuzas nechlelas. This is sirtut that's nemar al Torah. And none of the Bryce and Shmuel maintain, no, it's only a local machine in the chefta shall say the Torah. I'm not sure which way he's learning. Both ways are possible. But if he's learning that way, it's a bigger machlekes. But at any rate, either way you learn, he says, he brings out his point that what? Taisus maintains that it's not in Sefer Torah, so you can't say the Hisvara, according to Taisus, that's for sure. So therefore, Taisus is stuck with the question that since it needs Sirtut Midin Atzma, because of the Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, so how could it be a Shmuel argues in that Halacha? Akribishmu argues now Loch and learns Aksiva Ksiva. But it's interesting. Let's try to understand the Machlekes here. According to how many opinions we have? One opinion is what? Is Rav Chama Bar Gurya maintains that it comes on Rav Chama Bar Gurya says, and Rav Binyamin Bar Chilkiya. That's Allah Moshe Mesinai. Tana the Bryce that holds it doesn't need Sirtut at all. And Shmuel that learns it out from Ksiva Ksiva.
Is Shmuel like Rav Chama already? That's
like
Shmuel, not
Allah Moshe Mesinai. I don't know. I'm not clear. But Shmuel learns out. Now, what's the idea of Ksiva Ksiva? I mean, I understand the idea that if it's the Divrei Torah, that's Chayef, so Mezuzah is also Divrei Torah. But what is the idea of Ksiva Ksiva? There must be a concept there. He learns on Mezuzah from Ksiva Ksiva. So it means to say that essentially it's not the Dvar Hashem that's in the Mezuzah, that's Machayef. It's the Ksiva Ksiva. So I think the pshat is, you can say very simply, that the reason why he learns out from Ksiva Ksiva, it's not Allah Moshe Mesinai without a reason. Ksiva Ksiva is a limud. A limud has a reason. And the limud is that the mezuzah can't be an entity that appears to be complete on its own. It has to be muchach, that it's a component of a greater entity, namely Sefer Torah. So that's why it's Ksiva Ksiva. That's why it learns Ksiva Ksiva. So the Halacha Moshe Mesinai is on Sefer Torah. And Mezuzah, he learns Ksiva Ksiva, because he doesn't hold that the Halacha Moshe Mesinai includes just any Divrei Torah. It only includes Divrei Torah that are needfully kare. But at the same time, the Chefza Shel Mezuzah requires Sirtut, because of Ksiva Ksiva, which means it has to be related to the Sefer Torah, to be muchach, that it's not an entity complete in its own right. It's an entity that's a component of a greater entity, namely the Sefer Torah. That's a limud of Ksiva Ksiva. That's what I would say. Okay, so that explains all the sheets, basically.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So, in terms of the machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Binyamin, is there a problem? Is not a problem to say that
Rav Binyamin Bachama says what?
It's halacha mashmisinai.
It's halacha mashmisinai. And Shmuel?
That it's only in Sefer Torah.
Right, that's Taisus Kashya. Why does Shmuel say you have to have Ksiva Ksiva? I mean, Shmuel says Ksiva Ksiva, right?
Right.
Yeah, so why isn't he Ksiva Ksiva? It's Allah HaMash Mishina.
Right.
So what do you want to say?
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there a problem to have a machlokas in the details of Allah HaMash Mishina?
Is there a problem with what?
To have a machlokas in the details of Allah HaMash Mishina?
No, not in Svara. No machlokas. There's no problem with having a machlokas in Svara of what the Halacha L'Moshe Misina is about. That's what he's. That's his whole point here. Mm-hmm. That you can't have machlokas in Halacha L'Moshe Misina, but you can have a machlokas in what the Halacha L'Moshe Misina is about. In other words, what does it include? What does it relate to? What is the Halacha L'Moshe Misina? Is it a din in the Sefer Torah and the Shem Sefer? Or is it a din in the Divrei Torah? Then you could have machlekes. That's his whole point. That's how you could have machlekes in Lachol Moshe Misinai. The definition of it, you could have machlekes, not the existence of it. That's what he's saying. But I think that with his opening up the area, you can define all the positions. All right, so let's stop here. And Blinetto will finish off tomorrow. I hope to be there. Sure, go ahead.
So one thing is that you noticed the idea from the Zuzah, that it's like the essence of the Torah are condensed. The idea is that you have a Hashem, etc.
Right.
So it seems pretty open. There's a post post in Gittin that says,
yeah, and Taisus says it in, what do you call it? I know what happened to the Taisus, and also Taisus says it, and I found it in Menachas too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a clear raya.
We also had a question?
Yeah, Taisus, hold on, Taisus. Yesh ba Malchus Shemayim, he says over there. That's clear. I mean, that idea is clear. That means, I mean, you have to expound on it a little bit. That it means that there is an ikar. Everything's not equal. That's why it's called kamita shel Torah. That's the essence of Torah. Like the chinuch says. I mean, I don't think anybody disagrees with that. Okay, go ahead.
So
the Sakamon is Uzos, and the other side is the Chasavla Sefer Krisus. Sounds like it's from Get. Sounds like a totally separate thing.
So it sounds like it's coming from Sefer Torah altogether.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the limud. I'm not sure about the limud.
I mean, there's another Rashi says, so Zos Yikarba Sefer. So you learn from over there, which I guess is more, it's by a mullah kind of from the Sefer Torah.
I mean, I don't know how they learn the limit. I don't know. But the idea, I think, is a good idea.
Okay.
I mean, okay, good. I don't know.
I mean, I know.
Idea, but, yeah, I know this pressure.
Okay. That was it.
There's no v'chosav on Sefer Torah itself.
Right.
But it means there is v'chosav there, the Yidashin, it has nothing to do with get, I mean, it's not shaykh. Unless it means safer.
Right.
I don't know. And Abad Milsa. What else?
Rebbe?
Okay, yeah.
Yesterday you mentioned the Shar Gamul that says that most of a person's Shar V'Onesh comes through the laws of nature, something to that effect. You know the basic area of the Shar Gamul where that is?
Right in the beginning.
Right in the beginning? Okay.
Where he tries to, right where you, I'm going to try to find it for you.
Okay, fine. It's, right. And then the Mora also?
Yeah, tomorrow I have to look for it.
Okay.
I think it's around Eve, where he discusses Eve, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. The three evils, he says, are mostly on a person's own.
Who says that?
Ram.
Yeah, the Ram definitely says, but even the Ramban brings it down in the Shah Gmo. It's one of his first approaches. All right, anything else? I wanted to refine a little bit the difference between the mezuzah and tefillin and neshem achufin. That according to us, in other words, mezuzah is not nitnuli kare, but the kedusha is the divrei Torah in mezuzah. Whereas in tefillin, it's not the dvarim. The dvarim compose a parsha, and the kedusha is a kedushas parshios. And mechufin is simply a raya that it's kedushas parshios, because what do you do the chipui to? In other words, the chipui is done to the parsha, so it shows you it's a kedushas parshios. It's mashma like that from the Rambams, because the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin, Arba Parshios Eilu Shein Kadosh Livoya Kiviyacha Hashem Shebesef Eil Shema Osu Shema Boyan Shema Hein Shein Achtovas Bifnei Atzman Umechafin Osan Ba'or in the Kruan Tefillin. So the Chipui is done to the Shein Parsha. So the fact that the Mechufin means that the Chepsa shall Divrei Torah comprise a parsha, and it's the parsha which is the kedusha, because you have to do something to the parsha. A raya for that would, I believe, even somewhat of a raya for it also from the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, and in the end of Hilchos Tefillin. In Hilchos Mezuzah, he says that in Perek Vav Halacha Yigimel, Chayav Adam Mezuzah B'Mezuzah Mnei Sheichovas Kol Tamid, B'chol Zman Sheikanes V'Yetze Yifka B'Yichud Hashem, Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Yizkor Avosov V'Yer Mishnaso, U'Shkiyosov B'Hav Le'Azman. So you see, he goes on. V'Yed Hashem Davar Amed Lo'olam, Lo Me'olam, Al Yedias Tzur Ha'olam. So the kedusha is miyaru chozul v'daita v'alchem dachem esharam. So the kedusha is a kedushas dvarim. You see, it's a kedushas dvarim, because it's the dvarim, the hanachtovim, the mezuzah, that go into his mind when he's pogeya in the mezuzah. So even though it's not neatly kari like Sefer Torah, but the kedusha is a kedushas dvarim. By tefillin he doesn't say that. By tefillin he doesn't say that he thinks about what's written in the tefillin. He says, Perek Dalar Alacha Chafei, Kedushas Tefillin, Kedushas and Gedolahi, Shekols Man Shatfilin Barosho Shalodam Vaal Zeroo, Hu Ono Vyurei Shemayim, Veina Nimshech Beschoku Besicha Betela, Veina Mahar Machshavos Ros, Ela Mafana Libo Bedivrei HaEmes Vatzedek. So it's the Chefta Shal Tefillin as Lover Shal Gufo that creates the objective of the Tefillin, not the Dvar Manachtavim Ba. Masha'inikin and mezuzah, it's the kedushas dvarim anachtavim ba, the ideas. It's true he doesn't read them, but he's pogeya in the dvarim. It's a different relationship to the dvarim. Masha'inikin and tefillin, It's not the Dvarim HaKsuvim, it's the Parshias HaKruchim that is the Kedusha. HaKruchim and Mechufin and their and then Obashin al Zroov al Rosho. I think that's a riot to what we're saying. That there's a Kedushas Dvarim, but there's two Kedushas Dvarim. Sometimes there's a Kedushas Dvarim, there's Pageya in the Dvarim. Sometimes there's a Kedushas Dvarim that he's correlated Dvarim. That's Kedusha Sefer Torah. But the Kedushas Tfilin is not a Kedushas Dvarim. It's a Kedushas Parshios, Amachufos, and the Hanipnos, Al Yodov, Al Rosho. It's a different Kedusha. It's not a Kedushas Dvarim, it's a Kedushas Parshios that are in a certain state. I think it's a nice writer what we're saying. The one kasha that I have is, by the way, if you want to, there's a nice piece from the Rav. He goes a little differently in the Igros Agrid on this area with his father. I mean, I can't go into it. It's too far off. But he has a nice idea. He has an idea of Geniza, because it's Nechrochos Besairon, that they're Genuzim and they're Mufkon from Korea. I don't want to go into it, because it's too big an area. But there's one problem that I'll mention to you. I don't have an answer. But the problem is that the Rambam in Perikei, he says, Sefer Torah Shabbalo, the Gemara in Menachos, Lamed Beis. Sefer Torah Shabbalo, Tefillin Shabbalo, Ein Osin Mehen Mezuzah. Below Mila HaGilyonim Shal Sefer Torah, Ein Kosin Lav Mezuzah. Lefishayin Marid Mekdusha Chamur LeKedusha Kala. So it seems that's the only problem, that you can't be married from Kedusha Chamur to Kedusha Kala. But in reality, it would be hard to understand if the Kedushas Tfilin is a Kedushas Parshias and the Kedushas Mezuzah is a Kedushas Dvarim, how you can do it anyways. Because it would seem to be they're two separate designations. That's the only thing I don't understand the answer to. That's a problem. I believe the Rav tries to take it up in the Igros. But it's very difficult. I mean, I'm not in the area. It's a big area. I'm just mentioning to you the problem. Okay? But I think that's a nice raya from the Rambams, that one is a Kedushas. There are two forms of Kedushas Dvarim. One is your Pageya B'Dvarim, and you think of the Dvarim. The Divrei HaMezuzah are Olin Alibo, but not through Kriya, but through Pagia. Masha'eni Kanan Tfilin, nowhere is that it says that that the content of the tefillin is Ola Aliba, that he thinks of what's written in the Parshias. It's a Kedushas Parshias that are Mechufin and become an entity of Levush, of Levisha. It's a different Kedusha. That's what I think is fits in very well with the Briskarov's concept. That the, just elaborating on his concept, that it's the Divrei Torah. The Allahu Moshe Messina is on the Divrei Torah. Okay, so you want to go? Want to finish it off? Okay. Lefi Amavur.
Ula in Yam had demon his Amar in the Sefer Torah. It's William the Din Sefer Torah Shabbat. The Alzea, who can embrace the Sefer? The Din Megillah can then Sefer Torah, the whole Ilu Hadim. Bahadi Rashina and the Quad and the Bershon the Anas, the Arahi Kamita Shal Torah, who Dawar Akhil Adamri. The Ula in Yam Din Sefer, then inspired the inner public cloud with the Din Sefer Torah, Lak the Torah Atma. The Torah in the Tevis, El Vesirta. The Azeh, who the Bahakrod, the Bershalom, the Emes, the Dam Hakasu, the Megillah, Arahim Kedivre Torah, Shainim Nathavim, El Visirta. ואופן דהדין בדבר שלום באמס, הרי היא כעמית אשר תורה לא נאמר כבר על עצמו של המגילה, רק על הדברים הקסומים במגילה, שנים כדברי תורה בעניין סרטוט. אבל דין עצמו של מגילה בתפילוסה ובתפילוסה מקורד בספר, בספר, הוא בשם מגילה.
Okay, so what are you saying? He's basically reviewing, right? He's basically reviewing. So, going back to the, so how does it answer the question? So,
in
here?
That's good.
Yeah, okay, so then. Right, so it's not like the Balitaisus, Amita Shaltara, that has the ideas. So the equation is simply that the Divrei HaMegillah have to have the same ksiva as Sefer Torah itself. As Sefer Torah itself. It's Divrei Sefer Torah itself. Taisus is very nice because it's the ideas. I'm just wondering if we could say something on his chat or not. And then I didn't really get a chance to think into it. Now, what's the equation between Sefer Torah and between... Actually, it's the what comes to mind is the Rambam. Doesn't the Rambam say in the end of Ilchus Megillah, that famous last Rambam? Rambam says, "Kol Sifrei Hanaviim v'Chol Haksuvim Asidim Libatul Imos Hamashiach Chutz MeMegillas Esther V'Arei Kayemis Kachamishachum Shetora U'Kilchus Torah Shebal Peh She'Enam Batel Me'Olam." So, according to the Rambam, and he's interpreting the Rambam, it comes out that the Sirtut is, in terms of the Kiyum, that the Kayamim L'Olam Kesefer Torah. That's the concept. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he says...
Right.
So what does he mean by the Tzivasa? I think he says...
In the structure.
That's like Dio?
Dio, Allah Sefer B'Dio, the physical components that make up the entity.
Isn't that linked from Tziva Tziva?
The what?
The Dio and...
I know it's true. The Gemara divides. I mean the Gemara Megillah.
Yeah.
I know. Bani Kosov al Sefer B'Jo. I know. I've seen about that too. I know. So he's just taking the final shot in the Rambam.
Okay.
That's all he's doing. He's not obligating himself to the Gemara there. Ram didn't obligate himself either, that's right. Yep, I mean, he just, you know what I mean, he doesn't really go into explanatory point. He just sticks to what he knows he can prove and that's it. I mean, that's his style. He hugs the ground very closely. Okay, and it's a separate problem. I think, did we one time go into that? I don't remember. There's a Rashi there, I think. Rashi now? No. I don't know. I mean, I remember we went through this. This is the difficulty in the Graf Sefer, the Nichtav Basefer. Let's let it go. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, so what is he saying? He's saying that the Nidli Darish is on the Divrei Torah. Correct? Now, what does Nidli Darish mean? Doesn't mean that you darsh in the Divrei Agada. Because that, of course, you darsh. Anything that's written with Chachma, you darsh. So what does it mean, Nidli Darish? Yes, the Limudim. That it's an entity from which you learn out the Limudim, like for instance over here, that Nikra Sefer and Nikra Sefer Panikoswala Sefer Bijon, Namarcho Nikoswala Sefer Vatikta Vestar Malkov, and Namahasam Panikoswala Sefer Bijon. So it means that the halachos, you learn out like Ksiva Ksiva, you learn out Zereshavas, that's what it means when it says that it's Nitinli Darish. Okay? It's Nitinli Darish. Okay, so why is it really Nitinli Darish? And it says that Nitinli Darish, that it's derived from where the Rishon Bamas. It'll seem at, on the surface to be a little circular, because you're darshaning Divrei Shalom V'Emes first to tell you Nemar Kan Divrei Shalom V'Emes and Nemar Halan Emes, Emes Knei V'Al Timkor, Areika Mitashel Torah. So that itself is a drasha. It's a little bit circular. I mean, how do you get the first drasha? You know what I mean? Follow the problem. And what's the idea that it's Nitinli Darish? I think the idea, I'll take the second question is easier. The idea that it's Nitinli Darish is because in the Megillah is written the mitzvahs. It's written, it's a Chefzashon mitzvahs Megillah. So just like Torah, Yidarshin Gzereshavas and the Gimel Midos, because of the mitzvah Shabbat, In the Cheftashel Megillah, the mitzvot Shabbat were nitnulis galos al yidei yigimah midah shetan dreshes b'hem. Because it's a Cheftashel mitzvot Megillah. Masha'enikain shor kisvei kardesh, you can't do that. Because there's no mitzvah with regard to it. So that, in that sense, is just like a Sefer Torah. That it's nitnuli darish. That the mitzvah Shabbat, how you do the mitzvah, is Nidreshes Mitocha Sefer Atzma, just like Sefer Torah itself. That's the analogy. That's why it's Kamita Shel Torah. But how do you know this? How do you know this? Because Nema Kanda Vishon Vemes, and Nema Lahal Nemes Kneva Al Timkor, Arei Kamita Shel Torah. See, I think the reason is because the Divrei Shalom V'Emes, Divrei Shalom makes sense, but the V'Emes doesn't make any sense. So it's a Yitura. So that kind of a limud, I don't need a matir to learn that kind of a limud, because it's simply the meaning of the word, it's simply expressing the meaning of the word. Because what's Vemes? Of course it's Vemes. You don't write a lie. So Divrei Shalom is true. It's Divrei Shalom Yisrael. But Vemes is not really appropriate. So that's why
That's why the darshan for MS is kamita shel Torah. That's the first drasha. But the that drasha is from a yiturok, or from a plain. What's the plain meaning of it? Mashena came v'tichtov and v'nikosev osef b'yo. That's a different kind of a drasha. That's a drasha of yidgumen b'yishatana drashas plan. So that you need a matir for. So the matir stems from this drasha. Okay? But that's the idea of kamita shel Torah, which means that the mitzvah shebor is nitinless gallows al yidei yidgumen b'yishatana drashas plan. An interesting thing. But that's what he says. So you see, but that's going on the Divrei HaMegillah. That is like Divrei Torah. So that's a raya for him that the Sirtut is Nichlau in together with Limud because it's Halacha and Divrei Torah. Because Limud is on Divrei Torah. All right, go ahead, continue. What's the discussion? What's the discussion?
That if you can't say that Sefer Torah also has a dim sirta, so once we know that Megillah is Nikrais Sefer, so we should learn that from there.
Right. Lufianau Asishapir, why? Right. So it's Kedivrei Torah, like we said, like the last Rambam. It's Kedivrei Torah that it's Kayam La'olam. Okay. So that's the Machlokes, whether it's Kedivrei Torah because it's Kayam La'olam, or whether it's like the Balei Tosfos, Kedivrei Torah, because of the ideas in the Kamita Shel Torah, the ideas in the Mezuzah, which are the essence of the Torah. Okay, very nice, very nice. Go ahead. I know, let's see. Right. The what? So why do you have to have the Bijo? Why can't you run out from Amita Shel Torah? Why? On the Divrei Torah. Right. So he does touch on that Gemara. All right, so what was the question we had? Maybe we can answer. What was the question we had? And he says, so he does know about that Gemara. I mean, he does bring that Gemara. So what was the question?
Earlier he said that...
And why can't you learn enough from one Sefer?
Earlier he said,
and how does the Rambam have it?
The Rambam says, in close to the Megillah, I'll have Yel, or I'll have Yel, or I'll have the Sefer Torah.
So he learns it out from Basefer. And what else? So what are the halachas you derive from Sefer? Let's put them all together. Yo, Vil, because of Sefer. It's also in the Gemara. So maybe in so in other words, ala Sefer b'yo. Sefer Ubidyo. Sefer Ubidyo. And the diftera and the yor is no good. That's for the summer and sickle of kumus, who can cantum, or when you have a diftera, that's as she takes to a shuris of a sefer bijar. Yeah. Ashik sivaksira. Maybe there's two things. One is in the ksava sefer, what's considered a ksav lenin sefer, and the other one is in the structure of the sefer, what's necessary for the structure of the sefer. So for the ksav of the sefer, you learn up from Batikhtov and Devani Kosev, ala sefer bijo, that it's not considered a ksav unless it's bijo and ala sefer. It doesn't qualify as a ksav. But then there's a structure to the sefer. That, and what does Gemara learn that from? The Tfiras of Sefer. How the Sefer is bound together. Shem Tafer B'chutei Pishtam Psula. So, that's a different component of Sefer. In other words, Sefer is comprised of two things. What's considered Ksav? What has a din Ksav in Sefer? And That's simply a chefzah shel ksav, not the content, not the verbiage, but the osios. But they have a din ksav, so that's what he says. And that's why it's broken down into two components, but it's all from sefer. But you need two limudim because one limud is in terms of the ksava sefer, and the other limud is in terms of the structure of the sefer. So the structure of the sefer. If you're missing the structure of the sefer or the ksav of the sefer, so then it's a puzzle. But that's why you need two separate limudim. That makes sense. So that's why he combines them both, because it's both from din sefer, in the sense that it's not from the content of the words. But in terms of the limud, you need two separate limudim. Because one is a limud in terms of what's justified as ksav, what qualifies as ksav in the sefer, and the other one is what qualifies the sefer as a structure and an entity of sefer. That means it has to be b'chutei begidin. B'chutei pishtan es psalm. Okay? All right, you want to take up anything else?
Really?
Yeah.
On that point, I mean, I think it's good for Rambam, but I don't know if this is an answerable question, but the good is he does say, din atzma shem legila b'chsivasa u'tfirasa mikra div b'sefer hum b'shem legila. It sounds like he's only using one leaf there.
Yeah, because he's combining them both. Because it's from the Xeris HaKosov of Sefer. But it's all part of Sefer. In the end result, and that's why the Rambam has it that way, because in the end result, it means you need Sefer with regard to everything. But there's two components of Sefer. There's the Ksav of the Sefer and the structure of the Sefer. So for each one, you need a Limud. But in the end
result... You just had Ksiva, Ksiva, because you know the classical by Sefer, you'll be able to learn out Dio and Bio.
If you had what?
If you just had the limud of ksiva ksiva, but you
which,
had the
pasuk of
Sefer.
Which ksiva ksiva? The first part?
The Gemara and the Gemara test.
That's Dio.
Right. So if you didn't have Basefer, you wouldn't be able to learn that?
If you didn't have Basefer?
Yeah.
No, you'd be able to learn that because you have ksiva ksiva. In other words, there's two limudim. The other, in the grass, Sefer. Rashi says is because the nechta of basefer. So there's two concepts in a sefer. One is what qualifies the ksav. That's one thing, and the second is what qualifies the entity in its final structure as a structure of sefer.
Right, I'm saying the grid seems to say it's all from one limud.
No, because before he just wants to tell you it's all one concept of what constitutes sefer. He's not breaking it down. No, because the Rambam doesn't break it down, am I right?
That's right.
Because the Rambam says, if you have both Yofusus, you can combine both and say, simply, you need everything that's necessary and safe. But the Gemara learned that independently, the two components. But if you have both, then you know it's all from Basefer.
So
it's
just like speaking
connects. That's right. But you need the two limudim because I could say, maybe it's Basefer in structure, but not Basefer in terms of the Ksav. Or maybe vice versa. In terms of the ksav, you need the ksav qualified. But in terms of the structure, you don't. So that's why. But in the end result, it's the same. They're both unified in the
sense that it all has to have the qualification of Basefer. All right, that's the piece, the beautiful piece. Yeah.
Just thinking, it's like it's a little speculative, but maybe you can use like the Yerushalmi's idea of what we said by Avni Tamli Darish, explain that last Ramana Megillah. Of maybe that's why like Kamita Shatora, that why the Megillah is different from the rest of Tanakh. It's because that Rambam also says like it's like Chamishia Kumshay Torah and Halachos of Torah Shvatah. So maybe it's because like Megillah is like the combination of it's like Torah Shvatah, which is like embedded with Torah Shvatah, which is why it's like that combination is Mekudim Lola.
Could be.
You know?
No, that's not bad.
Right. Because why is Rambam, it's just, I guess, probably like why is Rambam bring down the Torah Shvatah and the Halacha? Because he's really, in theory, he's talking about Torah Shvatah there. What did you just say? It's Torah Shvatah. Right.
Possible.
Right.
So, it's possible. The right, it says, Lo you bottle Dover Mikol Asfarim, Shane Sefer Shane Bolimud. That's what I told you. That every Sefer has Limud. But the Limud over here in the Yerushalmi is a different Limud. It means that the very halachas are unraveled from the system of the Yud Gimel Midos. So, maybe that's why he says, Mink halachas Shetar Shabbat.
Like, according to Rambam, like if the mitzvah of Megillah is like this is Torah Shebichsav of a mitzvah derabanan, it's different than just like Torah Shebichsav of Limud and the rest of Tanakh.
Right.
You know, it's like the supporting of the tzura of the mitzvah that comes from that Torah Shebichsav and Megillah.
You mean? So what does it mean? Okay, Ilchus Torah Shebichsav. You're saying because it has halachas. They're all bothered with the Ravitz Kasha. What does that mean? They're going to rip up this thing to them. Throw them away.
It means they'll lose their
Kedusha? I mean, that's what they want to say. Cryptic grammar. That Rambam is that Rambam you always come back to. The Rav Magen wants to say, Ochi Nukul Yashish, Kavanas Rav al Kriyosh, Lay al Derech Chiyot. I mean, what's the Derech HaChiyuv in the Kriyas Ksuvim? I mean, there's another thing. Getting back to the his main point, if you say that in Kedushas Tum, it's Kedushas Parshas, it explains also how could you write them without. Because we hold you can't write three words without Sirtut from the Torah. So how come you could write the Parshas and so on? Why isn't that a violation? The answer is it's Nicht of the Torah's Parsha. It's not Nicht of the Torah's Dvar. But that just brings into stronger relief the problem of how you can convert the Tefillin to Mezuzah. That problem is a big problem. That's a very puzzling problem. How could you convert? Of course, there's another problem in how you can convert it, because the mezuzah is both written on one daf. But what he means is, if you have more room on the parsha in the tome, then let's say parsha Shema, so you can't add volume Shema. You can't be machshir the parsha from Shema. I don't know what the answer to that question is.
Don't require a shirtut, right?
I know, that's another thing. He'd have to hold, it's more problems. He'd have to hold either that it was written with shirtut, even though it doesn't require, or he'd have to hold he could massage it later.
And then excuse it,
well, that's the question. That's another question, whether shirtut could be added later. I think he goes into a lot of these problems. A nice piece, very complicated, though. But this question he asks also. All right, any other questions?
Separate question.
Yeah, go ahead, philosophical question.
Yeah, Perm.
Go ahead.
So, I was looking at the Marsha I mentioned yesterday, I was wondering.
What did you say that he says that the, that by Mordechai was Tzadik V'Tavlo?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's interesting in the, what's interesting is how the Megillah ends. If you take a look at the Megillah, you see it's a little difficult to understand it. In the end, like where the Megillah seems to end a few times. Like, it's very difficult to use the last psukim. Because, if you take a look, and at first it says, Alkena Yidam HaProzim, that's in Tess Yid Tess. Alkena Yidam HaProzim, Yerushim Arai Prozim, Zosim Esyam HaBoros, Olachodah, Shadr, Sunchum Mishnah Yontav, Mishloach Monash Shlureel. Okay, then Vayichtav Mordechai Sudvar, Ma'el Vishal Svan, Kol Yidam HaShav HaChom Vinyas, HaMel HaChashash, HaKrob HaChok, Mutayim Aleyim, Vyos Osim Esyam HaBoros, Olachodah, Adov Esyam Chamisha, Osabob, Bechol Shana Vashana. Kayam HaShanachem Vam HaYidam HaVim. So it sounds like they did it already, and he's, so what did he write?
They had celebrated, then Mordechai
answered
to
him that
he was
shalach the Yisrael. Hold on a second. So, and then it says, V'kibel ha'idim eshasher chedul lasos. V'eshasher kosav Mordechai aleyah. So, they were makabel what Mordechai said to keep the 2 days. Right? Then it says, Kimu v'kibel ha'idim aleyah lazarim v'layavar v'liyasos m'shneyam me'el k'chsam v'zman v'chal shana v'shan v'yamel n'skan v'natsam v'chol dov v'dom v'shpach v'shpach v'dim 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 v'dim. Then it says, starts again. Right, they already did it already. So the only pshat that's the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra are a similar approach. I mean, the Ramban is in I believe it's in the Ran in the beginning of Megillah, and it's in his Chidushim also. But it would seem like this that Alkena Yidam HaProzim, he wants to say that the Prozim did it Me'atzma. That's Pasuk Yud Tes. Present did it Me'atzman, and Mordechai wrote that everyone should do. Yishloch Svarim al Kol Ayudim, not just the present. And Akrovim Varchokim. Some say at first it was only done in Shushan, but anyways, but the he learns that the Yidim are present because the present were in more danger, so they did it, and not the not Yom Chamisha, so just Yom Abasa. And then Mordechai wrote that it should be a takana. They did a me'atzman. So he wrote it should be a takana, not just the Yom Abasa, but Yom Chamisha also. Okay? The kibel la'idim is shechel l'laso, so it's a shekos of Mordechai, and so they will makabal it. It says, ki hama ben amdosa ha'agor yitzor kol la'yudim. So Ramban says the year it's kol. That it's for all the Yehudim. Choshev al Yehudim Abdom, Yehud Purim, Rol Umul Abdom. And then he goes to again, Alkena, Karli, Yameh, Purim, Mor al Kocha, Kimu, Vekibu, Yehudim, Alem, Rel Zaram, Alkom, Nivu, Menil, Vimalayim, Vela Yavo, Vayomel, Miskar, Venasim, Bechol, Dov, Ador, Mishpach, Mishpach, Medina, Medina, Diyav, Yiv, Meh, Purim, Ela, Yav, Mitoch, Yim, Mizichum, Rasim, Mizaram. So it could have stopped there. That should have been the end. But it turns out, and the Ibn Ezra says,
דהנה זוזו פעם שהגידה ששם ישראל זוזו המצווה ואחר כך נעשו נצ'וה על כן נצריך מרדכי שתכתוב אסתר בעבור היוס המלכה. So what happened was they were afraid to keep it. So that's why then I'm learning Ashenis means like Rashi, that Ashenis means the next year, because that already says already. They're learning that Ashenis means, that's what Ibn Ezra says, Tam Ashenis before Igeris Mordechai Shikos Barishona, that they kept it, then they became frightened. So that's why the Ibn Ezra says Divrei Shalom Shalom Yifchadu Bavur Sheozvu Mitzvahs Purim, because of their fright. And Esther HaMalka had to write it, because once it came from the Malka, so then they felt secure. Because the Malka ordered it, so they felt secure, gave them the security. That's the Divrei Shalom. Okay? V'kayim esimei Purim Eilab Ismaneim, Kasher Kiyam Aleim Mordechai Yudhi V'Esther HaMalka V'Kasher Kiyam Aleim Nafshim Al-Zayim Divrei Tzanzu Zakosam. V'mama Esther Kiyam Divrei Purim Eilab V'Nichta V'Sefer. It was Esther's Maimah that was really Mekayim the Divrei Purim, because they had abandoned it, and she brought it back with her power of rulership, you see? And then that explains really the last parasha also, because it wants to show that the very Asiyas HaMitzvah of Purim also was in line with the whole Sefer of Purim, namely that the Sefer was one in which the Schar V'Onesh worked out precisely according to the Asiyah, and there was no intervening or chance actions or events that would prevent the fulfillment of the Schar. So it explains, that's why that's also part of the Megillah. Because what is Perek Yud part of the Megillah? Vayosam HaMelech HaShash Masal Oras V'yayom V'chol Masi Sok V'rosh 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 Mordechai HaShash Gidlo HaMelech Ki Mordechai Yudim Nishno HaMelech HaShash V'godol HaYudim V'rotzi L'rov Echol. That's after they were Mekayim already and they accepted Yimei HaPurim. In spite of that, it didn't cause any divisiveness in the empire. There was no sinah, and on the contrary, he was nisgadol because of the kiyum. He was nisgadol. So it's very beautiful the way the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra open up the whole area. It fits in nicely with what we said, that that's why that was included in the Megillah too in the end, because it's the same idea, that not only did what they did in terms of the personalities of the Megillah to bring about the Neis Purim, but even the Kiyum Mitzvasa Shel Purim. The Kiyum Mitzvasa Shel Purim also went according to the rules of Schar V'Onesh, and there was nothing to be ma'akev it, or no chance event that came in its way. And on the contrary, because they kept the mitzvah, the Mordechai was nisgadol even more. I just wanted to go over that one point. It's very nice. It gives you an understanding of the whole Megillah in the end. Of course, it's very confusing. All right?
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So I know you went over it a couple of times about the chiyuv of being, getting shikur and being nirdam, but the Marsha says an additional thing, that you should not be able to be mavchin the madrig, I mean the disparity between the greatness of Mordechai and the tragedy of Haman. So I'm just trying to understand how
that he learns flame shot.
What's that?
He learns flame shot.
I just want to understand what's the concept of doing that.
I know, what did we say last time?
One thing I remember you saying is that you have to mimic the euphoria that the Jews had by drinking.
Right.
So that's not what he's saying here, so I just was wondering.
Why isn't that what he's saying? What does he say? Let's see what he says.
He says that the person should. Let me get it to you. He says, it's a short piece, but he says at the end, he talks a bit about how there's a tzaddik with Rallo and there's Rosh of a Toblo, and he explains that because it's a tzaddik who had some sins. So he has the Ra here,
right.
And the Russia has told is because he did some mitzvahs. But then he says about Mordechai Haman, that he was a tzaddik Ratolo and then Russia Verolo. And he says, Vel ze Omar, the Chayav the Vesuvi Vapuria, Kolkach, Adul Yada, the Kulo, why?
Haynu sheinu nosin libo lahatchin madrega gedola sheish bein ora hamun shuhayer rosh gomor v'avon shtei olamos lebein baruch mordechai shuhayer tzadik gomor shezachar l'shtei olamos. That's it.
What is he saying? Zachar l'shtei olamos and you. I mean, he shouldn't be able to. He should reach a point where he's not mafchin bein gemula tzaddik and the gemula rasha.
Frozen madrig in adults.
Yeah, madrig. What do you say?
Ain't a no sin libo. You have to drink to the point that you're not. You can't be mafchin madriga gedola. Sheish bein ora haman. Shehay rasha gemura v'avosh shalomos. Levin baruch mordechai shehay tzaddik.
I think what he's trying to answer is, how is it possible for a person to be so drunk that he doesn't know Adonis and Ar Haman and Baruch Mordechai? I mean, it sounds like impossible. He has to be out of his mind, completely stoned. I mean, that he doesn't want to accept that that's the mitzvah. So he wants to say that it means a more subtle idea, that he can't go into the full, he can't put his mind to understanding the full good of the tzaddik and the shtei olamos and the full evil of the Russia, what the Russia loses in shtei olamos. So that's already a more, he can't put his mind to those ideas in detail. That's the way he's learning. He doesn't want to say he's playing shot. Because playing shot is very difficult to understand. I mean, who gets like that? Nobody gets like that. I mean, it's almost impossible. So he means that he can't get involved in the Inyan HaMegillah, which is to show what Haman lost in the Shtei Olamos, which is a high madrega of understanding, and what Mordechai gained in Shtei Olamos, which is also a limud, a high limud. He can't. In other words, he can't be involved. He's reached a point in Shikras where he can't be involved in the limud of the gemul of Mordechai. And lo maseh, the gemul of Haman.
Is that a good
thing? No, he's just saying that's the. In other words, I guess what he's saying is that the shikras has to reach a level where the limud amagila is not really possible at the eon.
Why is there a reason that's the shear, or is that just that's the marker they use? So?
That's a good question. Why is that? I mean, it's a nice shot. It's a nice shot. But why should that be the marker, you mean? I guess the Eser Kayom is really a limud of the Megillah. That's the Inyan of the Yoma. So it means the shear is that he should not be able to be involved in the limud of the Inyan of the Yoma. That's what it means. What?
It seems just the opposite.
No, but that's shikras. I mean, that's shikras and limud are tied to the sashi. Shikras and limud are tied to the sashi always.
Right.
So it's just saying that the shear of shikras is where it's tied to the sashi to the limud.
Right. Because it's two. It really is two separate things.
Two separate things.
Right.
So
the same as just talking to particular limud of
the day. Yes.
So we're sticking with the idea that the shepherd is in order to mimic the euphoria.
Yeah, he's not going into why. I don't think he's going into why. I think he's just going into what. Which makes a lot of sense, what he's saying. Makes a lot of sense, what he's saying. Because to say that the shear is plain shot is very difficult. But this idea is a nice idea. It's a nice idea. It means that's what he says, the madriga. What is he looking at? Madriga. Madrega Gedola.
It's actually the disparity that you just can't. It's not the individual greatness of the tragedy of Haman. It's like the range.
To understand in depth. That's why it brings in Shtei Olamos. Shtei Olamos is already a whole limud.
but apparently holds that the limit of the Megillah does involve a full understanding of the shtei olamos of the Rosh, the shtei olamos of the Aveirah that he loses, the lumas, the shtei olamos of the tzaddik that he gains. That apparently that's part of the limit of the Megillah. I mean, apparently that's what he learns. That's the part of the limit of the Megillah. Maro kachol, what's possible? Maro kachol moi giyaleim.
It sounds like you're saying like that's the ikra almost of the limit.
That's right. So apparently, according to him, the limud is not just in Olam Hazeh, but the limud is in terms of Olam Haba. That's a different. More Gialeim is the plain shot is in Olam Hazeh, but apparently he's learning more Gialeim in the ultimate Hasharas HaNefesh as well. That's the way he's learning. So it doesn't, according to him, it doesn't sound like you have to come very drunk. Just that he's not ready to engage in that limud, that point. It's a nice shot, very nice shot. That shot is very, very nice.
Yeah, that's good.
Very nice shot, as usual. Very nice. Okay, anything else?
Is there anything else that you've said on the shirkus over the years? I'm just trying to recall that one point I remember. But...
I know, I think there was more things. I think we did the sugya and the Ran, there's a Ran over there. I think the Ron held, it was a whole different shatim there. But the Rambam learned the Erodem B'Shikruso. It's a shear in the Shikrus.
So they're all agreeing that it's in terms of mimicking the state, that happiness that the Jews had back then.
Right, it's just that his state is a little less than the Rambam state.
And the reason why that's by far not by Hanukkah or any other Yom Tov is because it was done through the Mishnah was part of the events of Purim.
That's right.
But the Mishnah there caused the downfall of the Jews.
No, not the that's the first Mishnah.
I mean the subsequent one after they won.
After they won, caused the downfall?
No, I'm sorry. the one that they had without Hashira, so they joined in. That was the wrong one. So they're mimicking the Mishnah after.
Yeah, they're not mimicking Mishnah Vachashur. That's not a good idea.
I forgot about the second Mishnah.
Especially not on Purim. Okay, any other questions?
Rabbi, I've just been looking over that Shara Gemul, and I don't quite see the point from the Shara Gemul. I don't know if you want to go into that, but...
You want me to find it for you?
If you don't mind,
Hold on. Yeah, I think it's in Simin Nun Aleph.
Simin Nun Aleph, okay.
Yisurin or Gilim B'chol Adam. But I think it's after he repudiates somebody that it's the that says that he can't ask any question. He says that only a fool says it.
Right. I just saw that yesterday, actually.
Yeah, you saw it yesterday?
Yeah.
Where is that at?
Hold on. It is. It's on Reish Pei Aleph in the Chevelle edition.
I don't have the. Okay. Have it right now. I have the other one. The big sefer.
Okay.
But,
Right, it says the Im Tishal Aleinu Kevan Sheish Inyam Ne'alam B'Mishpat B'Nitzarif L'Hami B'Tzidko. Mitzad Shofet Ha'emet, Yisbarach Yisaleh. Lama Tatriach Osanu V'Titzav Aleinu Lilmod Hatayno Shapirashnu V'Asod Shiramaznu.
Yeah, where is that at?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it in the.
He says, "Kulam avol shor ben adam bein tzedikim v'mishan kulam b'chol menagel shel olam hein." That those are yisurin that b'chol menagel shel olam.
Where is that? That's in the Nalef.
In the new sefer, it's on Daftari Tes.
Okay, I see that.
But now, where is the other question? No. All right, it's all fine.
Okay.
That's where he has it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's in Daf Kuftari Gimel.
Kuftari Gimel, okay.
May Adam Avim Rove Rose Olam Azel Asman.
Okay.
Yeah, where he quotes the Ram, Divrei Ram Avim Rose Olam Azel. That's the one I was looking for.
Okay, perfect.
That's why I asked you for the, I knew it was after the kasha.
Okay.
Okay, that's the one.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, good.